If for your work or obligations of a family you do traveling, you know how important it is to return back to your home, to your own bed, to your family, to that which you know to be comfortable. The theme of conversion is just that. It is a returning to home, a phrase we will often hear in the Lenten season, come back to me with all of your heart. Thus, Lent should be viewed more than anything else as a homecoming to God, to the church, to ourselves. And why is that? Because we are all sinners, and we tend to slip into a comfortable way of life that drifts farther and farther away from God and the spirit of the gospel. Or it may be that we convince ourselves that we don't need the church, especially with what seems to have happened over the last 6 to 8 months with the renewal of scandal. In so doing, though, we might learn the hard way how important it is to belong to a supportive Christian community that really is what Christ's body is, the church. So Lent is a call to return, but it's also to look deeply into our lives, to ourselves, to identify our struggles, and to reflect more deeply on what and where we experience peace, happiness, and love. Throughout the season of Lent, of returning or coming back to the Lord, we will hear a lot about what we are giving up or doing special. It might be that we are giving the attention that has been neglected to the very people that are important in our lives, or to things that we've overlooked. We're also encouraged to commit ourselves to prayer, fasting, almsgiving, or charity. That prayer might include daily Mass, or at least a couple of times a week, brief scripture reflections, the rosary. Fasting, of course, one of the core disciplines of Christianity, where traditionally it is a way to make amends for our sins, but also to acknowledge our dependence on God. If it does nothing else, fasting reminds us that while one-third of the world is suffering from overconsumption, two-thirds often are dying of hunger and malnutrition. Lent is a time, ultimately, of drawing us ever closer to God. It is a moment of grace, grace that we all need, and through repentance and conversion and change of heart, you and I can experience the peace, the happiness, the joy that we all desire, gifts that we receive when we return or come home to God. A final thought. Temptation is a word we will hear a lot about in Lent. And notice very close, carefully, on this, the first Sunday of Lent, this weekend coming up, as it is every first Sunday, it is a reflection of the account of the temptation of Jesus. Jesus, our Lord himself, experienced this in the desert and at the end of those 40 days. Now, a popular meaning of temptation, one that I mention at each Lent, is enticing a person to do wrong. When we think of temptations, we immediately think of bad things. However, it is not only evil that can lead us astray. Good can do so just as effectively. In fact, all temptation comes under the guise of good, and the strength of the temptation is in proportion to the attractiveness of the goal. It's not only when the path is full of obstacles that we fail to reach the goal. It also when it is easy or full of distractions. We allow ourselves to be sidetracked, and pretty soon we forget our goal and we waste our time and strength. Look closely to the Gospels. They're full of examples. The rich young man was invited to be one of Christ's disciples. It wasn't evil that caused him to refuse. It was his possessions. Or think of Jesus when he went to the home of his friends Martha and Mary. Martha was too busy to listen to him. That wasn't bad. She was, after all, preparing the meal. That was good, praiseworthy. She was hospitable. But notice she's distracted from listening to the Lord. And of course, in the parable of the sower, so important for all of us, Jesus said some of the seeds choked by thorns. What do these thorns consist of? The worries of this world, and the lure of riches. Again, something that is not evil in and of itself, but a distraction. Why mention this? You and I have as much to fear from the good as we do from the bad. After all, if we saw something which is clearly evil or wrong, we are going to be repelled by that. We're going to avoid it. But when we see something good, it will draw us in. The things that tempt us to abandon our goal, which is salvation, and a closer relationship with God, should be our most important goal in life. It's not always the bad, again, but more often than not, it is the good that we're hard to resist. And sometimes the most painful choices we make are between the good and the best. Look to the lives of the saints. They're full of examples where the devil doesn't appear as a repulsive character. He appears as someone who's attractive, ingratiating, having our best interests at heart. But this Lent, as we return home, is a moment, a season of grace. So let us pray for one another, and especially for the universal church and the church here in the States and in our own lives, that we may be given the wisdom, the strength, and the humility to resist temptations. A practical opportunity for us during these days will be the sacrament of reconciliation, when we receive again God's love and mercy, but as also His grace. In so doing, you and I will resist those temptations, and then we will know we are truly home with our loving God.